Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. It's holiday time with lots of new movies for people of all ages. This week I'm looking at three new movies opening on Christmas weekend. There are Women in a Barn Talking, A Movie Director in a Village Listening, and A Cat in a Hat Fighting. No Bears, written and directed by Jafar Panahi. Jafar Panahi, played by the director, is an Iranian filmmaker from Tehran. His current project is about a glamorous middle-aged couple trying to escape to freedom in Europe. But Panahi is forbidden by law from making movies or leaving the country, so he's doing the next best thing, directing his film in long distance using his cell phone and laptop. It's being shot in a picturesque city in Turkey while he's renting an apartment in a tiny Azerbaijani village in Iran. It's close to the border, an area rife with black market smugglers. Panahi can speak a bit of Azeri, but he's unfamiliar with local traditions, so he likes taking pictures of the locals. And here's where he runs into trouble. A young couple wants to get married and leave the village, but the woman was promised to another man at birth when they cut her umbilical cord. Now, everyone thinks Panahi caught the young couple in a photograph together, not the one she's sworn to, but the guy she really loves. The couple want him to destroy the photo, while the groom's family want a copy to prove her dishonor. Meanwhile, across the border in Turkey, another crisis is threatening the film itself. And as he gets pulled deeper and deeper into the world of local politics and feuds, his work, and possibly his life, is put at risk. Will he ever finish the film? And what will happen to the two couples, the actor lovers in Turkey and the secret lovers back home? No Bears is a neorealist movie about making a film, the film he's making, and how real life gets in the way. It's about honor, revenge, and identity. It also exposes the image of the director as a dispassionate observer and documentarian as a myth. Panahi's very presence in this small village is disrupting their lives and leads to unforeseen consequences. He plays himself, who in real life is also forbidden from making films. He was accused of making propaganda against the system. Well, any movie that's against the system is one I want to watch. But this means it was shot openly in Turkey, but secretly in Iran. No Bears is a clever, humorous, and complex film with an unexpected conclusion. I like this one. Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, co-directed by Joel Crawford and Yanuel Mercado. Puss in Boots is a cat in a hat who wears boots and carries a sword. He's known for both his fencing skills and his rapier-like wit. He lives a fairy tale life. Well, literally, he exists in a world where stories are real. He's both a hero and an outlaw sought by bounty hunters everywhere. But as a cat with 9 lives, he has no fear of death, and he'll fight any monster or villain who comes his way. Until one day, his doctor tells him he better slow down because he's on his last life. If he's killed again, that will be the end of Puss in Boots. So he reluctantly decides to retire. He gives up his identity, becomes an ordinary orange cat named Pickles in a home for abandoned felines. Now he has to use a litter box, eat cat chow, and say meow. How humiliating. But his past catches up to him with some surprise visitors. Kitty Softpaws, another outlaw he once left standing at the altar, and Goldilocks and her 3 bears. They all want him to help them find a map to a fallen star that can grant one wish. Goldilocks wants a proper family, Kitty is looking for a husband, and Puss in Boots wants his 9 lives back. Accompanied by a little dog named Pero, he sets out to steal the map from the evil little Jack Horner, who is now quite big and bakes pies for a living. But he must first fight off his rivals, journey through a mystical forest, and find the magic star if he wants to stay alive. And he's being also pursued by a truly scary villain, the Big Bad Wolf, a huge killer carrying a sickle in each hand. Okay, Puss in Boots is a kids' cartoon movie set in the world of Shrek, where nursery rhymes and fairy tales coexist with things like Alice in Wonderland and The Wizard of Oz. It's simultaneously a spaghetti western and medieval Europe. It features the voices of Antonio Banderas, Selma Hayek, and Florence Pugh. So what's good about this movie? Well, I'll watch any cartoon, especially one with cool psychedelic images, and this one has them. It also has a few funny bits, along with a neat journey adventure story. But on the negative side, it's really not that funny. The lines are predictable, and the story is both unoriginal and, frankly, forgettable. And I'm still not sure why they switched to two-dimensional jerky animation wherever there's a fight scene. Is that a manga reference? Anyway, I still enjoyed it, even if it's just the glowing bright colors on a giant screen. Women Talking, directed by Sarah Pauley. It's summertime at an Anabaptist colony somewhere in the United States. It's 2010, but it could just as well have been 1910. Forget about cell phones and computers. This place has no cars, no radios, no electric lights. They still use lanterns. Even more unusual, there are no men around, only women and kids. What's going on? One of the women wakes up in the middle of the night to find a man physically attacking her. She fights him off and beats him with a stick. Suddenly, everything makes sense. Countless women in the colony had woken up in the past with bruises and blood, but up till now, the men had always insisted it was just a dream, or it was her imagination, or the work of Satan. Turns out it was none of these. The men have been sexually assaulting women for years now and denying it by using cow tranquilizers on the women. Now they're all at the police station bailing out one of the attackers. So all the women face an enormous decision. Should they stay and fight back, or should they just pack up the kids and go, leaving the place forever? They designate the women and girls from 3 families as the ones to decide for all the colony. So now they're gathered in a barn to debate the issues and make the big decision. And there's one man, a school teacher named August, not part of the colony. His family was excommunicated. He's there to record it all on paper because the women were never taught how to read or write. So what will their decision be? Women Talking is a movie about women talking, but it's much deeper than just that. It's a devastating story, a scathing indictment of the endemic physical and sexual violence against women in their own homes. And though it's never shown on the screen, nor are its perpetrators, the results of the violence are always apparent. One woman has a scar on her face. One woman is mysteriously pregnant, and others have missing teeth or black eyes, and another has panic attacks, seemingly for no reason. And now they're all really pissed, not just for the violence, but because they've been lied to for so many years. It's like there's a spontaneous wellspring of grassroots feminism suddenly bursting forth. The storytelling is very simple. It sticks to the barn, the fields, the houses, and horses and buggies. It's all they've ever experienced, so that's all their references. At the same time, maybe because they can't write, they're all amazingly eloquent speakers. It's based on the novel by Canadian author Miriam Taves, who herself grew up in a Mennonite colony. But the film never specifies the denomination or the location deliberately, giving it a timeless, universal feeling. It provides an internal view of life in the colony with different opinions expressed passionately by each character. And it's very well acted by an ensemble cast, including Rooney Mara, Jesse Buckley, Claire Foy, Frances McDormand, Sheila McCarthy, and Ben Whishaw. And in spite of the grave topic, the movie itself is more fulfilling than depressing. I've seen it twice now, and I appreciated it much more the second time. Women Talking is a subtle movie that deserves your attention. Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, No Bears, and Women Talking all open this weekend. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies Eats, Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM, and on my website, culturalmining.com.